Andy Reid spoke on the final day of mandatory minicamp, and he was talking about who's going to be ready or not for day one of training camp in St. Joe. You and I have gone back and forth about Josh Simmons and availability quite a bit already. Here's what Andy had to say about Rashee Rice and Josh Simmons' availability.
They're both ready to go. Yeah, they actually got great work in these camps here. So,
what about Jared Wiley?
I think we're going to be okay there. He got some work here the last couple days, so I think we'll be fine there.
So I heard that, and I said, well,
Kilgore's not here, by the way.
Yeah, so I heard that, and I said, oh, this is great news. This is great. If that actually happens, then I would have to bump the likelihood of Josh Simmons being the starting left tackle week one in Brazil against the Chargers to like 75%. Because it's not the ability question with Simmons. It is the health in allowing him to get the work needed at camp to be ready for week one, and then you figure out what you want to do with Jalen Moore. It's a nice backup option if necessary. The reason why it would still only be 75%, because I think there would still be a chance they would start the veteran and ease in Josh Simmons. But that is with me 100% believing and trusting that what Andy said there is going to happen. I hope it is, because as a Chiefs fan, you should hope that the number one pick for you guys in round one is actually available at training camp. But we all know the timeline that people thought outside of the organization prior to the draft was not going to be by training camp. So this would be amazing news. I'm still skeptical. I'll be honest. I got to see it, and I'll gladly be wrong on this, but I'm still skeptical. First show up there in St. Joe, July 22nd, July 21st, whenever we're going to do our first show. Is he getting the full work that everybody else is? And if he is, that's awesome. But I don't know, you know, I don't think you can just 100% say, oh, well, he said it, so it's just for sure going to happen, because we've gone through this before where time passes a month and all of a sudden, well, yeah, you know, this is new for him. You know, this is new for him. We just want to give him another day. And next thing you know, it's a week. So I'll believe that one when I see it.
I'll believe it when I see it too. But Andy did expand on that.
Okay.
Your thing there. What to expect from Simmons. This is what he said.
Listen, you can see his athletic ability. You can see his want to. He's got a great attitude. He's approached everything the right way, plus a little bit extra. You could tell if you just want to look at his rehab, you can see that he had a mindset that I'm get in there. It's not going to be training camp. So it's going to be like now. And he worked his tail off to get there. So you respect that part of it. He's done a nice job in there. He's worked well, and we'll just see. We'll see, you know, what training camp does to him. It's different when when things are flying fast up there and you've got full contact and pads on, and see how he does.
So there's the caveat at the end. We'll see what happens when you put the pads on. Done a nice job so far. Well, they've just been in shorts.
Yeah,
and
no
stuff
pads. It's hard. Offensive lineman, defensive line, it's tough to judge anything until they have. But
they did go ahead and get Jalen Moore really quickly in the offseason.
Yeah, well, Jalen Moore, just in case they weren't going to be able to draft the guy
they really liked him.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm glad they did that, by the way. Even if Jalen Moore ends up not starting a single game this season, I still have no problem with the signing because you had to protect yourself.
No question. Drew asked me, is there a situation where Jalen could play a different position? Listen, he's a right tackle and left tackle, but his history is
swing tackle,
athletic, because he was recruited as a tight end. He went to Western Michigan as a tight end. Then they moved him over to defensive end before he got switched back to the offensive line. So he's shown the ability to play.
Are you telling me we're about to get a formation at some point this year where Jalen Moore comes in,
he's got
eligible receiver, and Jalen Moore's catching a touchdown in week 7?
Talk to Sky Moore. That was his teammate. No, but I think that you look back at it and you think, okay, well, he does have versatility. That's not definitely what you want. But I think there was some wait and see. Wait and see until you put the pads on full speed. I mean, again, that's not definitive. There's things you can walk back on that.
Yeah, and that's fine. I that's all I'm saying. Like I don't think you should be excited when you hear him say that, oh yeah, he'll be good to
That'd
go.
That'd be the ultimate. That'd be the ultimate draft
coup. It would be awesome. It would be flat out awesome that your top pick, considering the injury he suffered at Ohio State, if he truly would be able to be out there with everybody doing exactly what everybody else is doing on the O-line day one, that would be awesome. I truly just want to see it.
But
that's
they do
all.
Take it slowly with it, because don't forget it was Wanya Morris that was the starting left tackle pretty much through OTAs and even some in training camp. But then when you get to the games, it was Kingsley, right? So it was Wanya at first that you kind of, you have a rookie and you groom him, you let him, get acclimated to the NFL game like they did Kingsley. Then boom, they switch him to the starting left tackle. Now, they did it right away with Trey Smith and guys like that, but again, that's playing guard instead of tackle.
I still think it's totally different, though, those two situations where it's tackle, but Kingsley was picked in the second round. Wanye was picked in the third or fourth round. Josh Simmons, if he was healthy, was going to be a top 10 pick. That's what everybody says.
But he was dangerously close to being a second rounder.
I know, but it's because of the injury, where if he's healthy, we know the talent's there, where if you say he is in pads, in helmet, with the ones, playing day one, week one of training camp, he is out there with team drills, there is no reason to not think, in my opinion, that he won't be the starting left tackle. If he's good to go and he's doing all the team drills and everything,
I tend to agree.
There's no reason to think that he shouldn't be the starting left tackle in week one, even as a rookie.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you. I think if he gets a slow start to camp and he's not a full go, then it makes all the sense in the world that Jalen Moore starting week one. Because at that point, you would say, he didn't have enough time to ramp up.
And you would have built the chemistry with the guard-tackle combination.
And also, some of this is, too, on Jalen Moore. We're talking about from just, like, the Josh Simmons angle. But also, Jalen Moore, you got to show something at camp, too. Give them a reason to still think you got to be the guy to start.
He's got a lot of reasons to be good. A lot of financial reasons in the league to be good. Just being a backup doesn't help Jalen Moore, because that's career what he is. But if Jalen Moore goes out there and balls, guess what?
He's got a big payday coming somewhere else.
He's got
a
big payday coming up somewhere else. Most likely. That's one thing I like about Veach, especially like when he brought in Hollywood Brown, too. Because last year was going to be a prove-it year, and then he was going to go ahead and get it. But obviously, the injury changed things. But getting guys to come in, kind of bet on themselves, like he does really good at finding guys that have a reason of why to be good. Part of the reason he's been good every single year, because you get these guys, you bring them in, and then they can set their own market.